1. Jenna almost got late. Jenna is a professional cook, and today is her first day in a new restaurant. She is very excited, but also nervous because she doesn't want to get late for her first day. She has to be there at 8 o'clock and it is already 7. She is not ready yet and she is unsure how she should go to work. She is thinking maybe it is too late to take her car. She might get stuck in traffic and then for sure, she will be late. The same thing will happen if she calls a taxi. Instead, she thinks she should take the metro. She gets dressed quickly. She grabs some coffee and a sandwich from the coffee shop down the road and gets in the next metro going towards the direction of the restaurant. Time is running out and she's getting more and more anxious. When the doors open to the metro station, she starts running. Happily, she arrives right on time for her first day. 2. A good dish. Veronica wants to cook some chicken for dinner tonight, but she doesn't have all the ingredients for the recipe. She decides to go to the supermarket. She writes down a list of the things she needs and she leaves for some shopping. When she gets there, she gets a little nervous. There are a lot of people and the checkout lines are very long. She hopes she will not be staying here for too long. She starts her shopping in the vegetables and fruits aisle and then she goes to meat aisle. When she sees the price of the chicken, she decides to change her mind. It is way too pricey. She is a little bit confused now because she doesn't know what to cook anymore. She continues her shopping, still thinking about tonight's dinner. When she gets in front of the pasta aisle, it gives her a good idea. She is going to cook some macaroni, her husband Max's favorite dish. She gets everything she needs and then she leaves. 3. Volleyball turns Monday better. Barbara doesn't like Mondays. She loves the weekends where she can stay at home and enjoy the company of her best friends. On Mondays, she has to go to school, which she hates. She has to go to classes from 8 o'clock until 11 and then from 6 to 9. The only thing she likes about Mondays are the afternoons. Indeed, that is when she plays volleyball class at the school's gymnasium with her friends. That's the only moment of the week where she has the chance to enjoy some sport. Otherwise, she is always too busy working or studying. That is why when Monday afternoons come, although it means the weekend is over, she is happy. After her volleyball class though, she gets bored again knowing she has to go to school classes. If only she could play volleyball all day long and not only during the afternoon, then maybe she would like Mondays. 4. Social network. Everyone is talking to Roger about social medias and how useful they are. Apart from Facebook, he is not really a big fan of these. When his sister tells him about Instagram though, he thinks maybe he should try it. After all, he likes to take pictures and he is thinking perhaps it's his chance to show people how he is a talented photograph. That day, Roger decides to join Instagram. He is not really sure what he is supposed to do, so his sister helps him. Together, they publish his first post, which is a picture of a sunrise from Mexico. Disappointed because he is not getting too many likes, he decides to add some hashtags. After all, that's how Instagram works. Suddenly, he starts getting new likes and a couple of followers. Some people are starting to comment and tell him how great his pictures look. Roger is enjoying Instagram way more than she though. Every day, he publishes a new picture and he tries to keep his feed colorful. Within a couple of days, he gets hundreds of followers, which makes him very happy. 5. Bowling with friends. Anne loves to go bowling. That's her favorite activity every Friday nights. This week, she is going to go with her new co-workers. Indeed, Anne has a new job as a teacher and she's trying to make new friends since she is new in town. She is excited to share with them her passion for bowling. All day, during work, all she can think of is the amazing night she is about to have. When the night finally comes and it's time to go, she puts her favorite bowling shoes on and she joins her new friends at the bowling aisle. Anne feels a lot of pressure, though, because she wants her co-workers to appreciate her. She is new at this job, so she's hoping to make good impression. When she gets 3 strikes in a row, she can't believe it. Everyone is impressed by her skills and so is she. Happily, the bowling night is a success and everyone is enjoying the company of Anne. 6. The scary noise. Lucas works for a very famous manufacturing company in the United States. Because of his job, he has to go to a warehouse. He doesn't know yet that what he is about to see there is going to change his life forever. When he gets there, everything is dark. It looks like no one is there, which is extremely odd. He tries to call someone, but the place is empty. He doesn't understand what is happening. Suddenly, he hears some heavy noise which seems very similar to a rocking chair. Is someone in here? He screams. No one replies. Terrified, Lucas gets out of the warehouse and leaves. When he gets a call from his boss later, Lucas is embarrassed to tell him what happened, but he has to. His boss starts laughing and tells him a story. It seems like the building of the warehouse is indeed haunted. That said, Lucas' boss asked him to go back to finish the job he was supposed to do. Horrified, Lucas goes back, but this time, with a co-worker. Everything goes well this time. 7. A new life. Miriam can't believe it. Her husband Ellie has a new job, and now they are forced to move to Arizona. They have been living in the same small city for a couple of years now, so moving is stressful. She doesn't want to leave her family and friends, and she's scared she won't be able to take her cat with her. Hopefully, when she sees what Arizona looks like, she is feeling a little better. The place looks better than she thought. Ellie feels guilty though. He tries to comfort Miriam and he reminds her how Arizona is right beside California, the state she has always wanted to see. This is enough to make Miriam very happy. She is now ready to move. She knows it's going to be a refreshing start and she's looking forward to see the Grand Canyon. Moving to Arizona is not bad after all. 8. Anil wants a new job. Anil is getting bored of his job at the supermarket. He decides to get a new job and to start working at a library. He is getting excited about this new job because he likes to read. He is thinking maybe this is a great opportunity for him to read some new novels and to discover different authors. The thing Anil likes the most about this new job, though, is that he can meet people who share the same passion for reading as him. Also, he gets to learn a lot of things, especially when he starts reading historic books or biographical books. By example, the other day, he read that book about this man who won a Nobel Prize. That was truly inspiring, and somehow, it gave Anil a lot of motivation in achieving his deepest dreams. Anil is happy of working at the library, and he knows this is the best job for him. 9. Proud of Peter. When Peter turned 25 years old, his parents thought it was time for him to learn to drive. All of his friends know how to drive and most of them have a car, but Peter never wanted to learn because he didn't see the point. His parents were always driving him around anyway, and he knew he could always get a ride with a friend. That said, now, his parents are getting exhausted. They want him to have more autonomy and to be more independent. Peter starts his driving lessons during the month of March, and every Tuesday night, he practices with his father. Although he is still having some difficulties to reserve into a parking spot, he turns out to be a really good driver. His teacher is impressed as well as his parents. When he finally gets his driving license, he decides to buy his first car by himself. Everyone is proud of him, including his friends. 10. Weird energies. When Sabrina is visiting her grandparents for the weekend, she is happy to see them, but just like every time she goes to their house, she feels some weird energies. Actually, she is convinced that the place is haunted. At nights, she hears some loud sounds in the hall. One day, during the night, she decides to overcome her fear and starts talking to what she believes is a ghost. She is thinking perhaps she is going to have an answer. Suddenly, she hears a voice and she knows this is not her grandparents talking to her. The voice seems to talk another language, which makes it impossible for her to understand. Terrified, she decides to go back to bed and she tries to fall back asleep. The next day, she tells what happened to her grandparents, but both of them don't believe her. They think she is hallucinating things, because the house is old and it makes weird sounds sometimes. Frustrated, Sabrina knows she will never know the truth.